I would say to sum the whole thing up that the decision is very interesting. It'll be interesting to watch just what the council do in relation to this. It hasn't been made clear just who is behind this push for the media and the public to be banned from attending public meetings at the council. I would say that they need to be very careful in making this decision, because there's nothing more needed now in the current economic situation than open and transparent local government.
And there also must be legal issues around this. You can't ban the public and the media from a public meeting.
It would be preferred that that the public and the media were not banned. At the end of the day, Barry, you know, the public have a right to this information. Under the Freedom of Information, this information will be accessed anyway. So I can understand how the council will be benefiting from this. Is it to save themselves from the embarrassment of the failures that they are having in the district? Because I can't understand what else would be behind it. This year, we have seen Strabane District Council embarrassed on a wide range of levels, more especially the town centre crisis and the lack of help for local traders and the maintenance of the town centre. Is that a factor in this? There is things to be questioned here, and I would urge the public to question this, because this is their council. Those councillors are out there because they're elected by the people of Strabane to represent them. It is very important that the public and the media are allowed to these meetings.